Half with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Just after 5.
Morning.
Wednesday morning.
My uncle, when he got married, that was his walk-in song.
Get the party started.
At the reception.
Have I met this uncle? Which uncle?
Oh, Uncle Ricky.
Uncle Ricky, that's a fur. I haven't heard of Uncle Ricky.
You haven't?
No.
He's the youngest of my dad's brothers because there's like 100.
Yeah, so one of them's mega rich. I've met that one.
Yes.
I think that's the only one I've met.
Is that it? No.
It's your cousins that I've met that are loose.
You've met Hugo too.
Oh, which one?
He's the one that...
Hugo. Oh, I love the name already.
Careful. That's a good, solid Italian name.
I know, but I just love the sound of it. Sounds like a good time.
My dad's real name is Lido.
Is it really? Yeah, what made him go to Steve?
Haven't I told you this story?
No, I don't think I...
So, my nonna and nonnal, they came over on a boat and they'd already had my auntie Renata.
Yep.
And then they had Massimiliano and then Hugo. And then when they're here in Australia, they were like, they had this big argument. My nonna was like, we're giving him an Australian name so he can fit in. And then my nonna was like, no, he gets a strong Italian name. So then they had this big argument.
Right.
And my nonna got his way. So on his birth certificate, his name is Lido. But then my nonna made everyone call him Stephen, which is his second name.
Okay, so Stephen, that's still on his birth certificate though, right?
Oh, there's confusion.
Oh, God. Don't even get into it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm pretty sure it's his second name on his birth certificate.
Right, okay.
But everyone, no one calls him Lido.
So you're a boat person.
No.
Did you come here on a boat?
No. My nonna and nonno did. Oh, you should see the trunk. We still have this old, like, it looks like a treasure chest.
Yeah.
Which literally my nonna and my nonno put all their stuff into it. That's all they had when they came over.
Isn't that amazing that people can come here with just that and create, you know, what they do?
An empire
of children who now work on the Central Coast.
Where they now exploit backpackers in country Stansel.
Yes, they do. So how did they get through the border security? Yeah, I mean, if you've got to try and
they
dodge the guns and stuff.
They came over here legally.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't know if my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents did. My great-great-great-great-granddad, he jumped ship.
Did he really?
In Williamstown in Victoria. But he was a guard on the ship, liked it here, jumped ship, added a D to the end of our name, and we're the only family in Australia with that name.
So technically you're a boat person.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Put the call out there, 13, 12, 16, yet to get anyone that believes the world is flat, Bree.
That's because people on the coast... are smart.
I thought we'd get one.
No.
Not even one person that's willing to say they thought the world was flat?
No.
One guy who has launched a GoFundMe campaign at the moment is B.O.B., famous for many songs. Also does magic, airplanes, nothing on you. I've seen him live. Stinks.
Does he?
Oh, no good live. Just one of those rappers that gets around the stage going, yeah, let me hear it over there.
Let me see you put your hands
let
up.
Let me hear it over there. And we're like, shut up, how about you sing, mate?
Remember that time
I
rapped B.O.B. to Big Sean?
That's right. Normally I'm the one bringing that up. What are you doing bringing that up?
I don't know, just a good memory.
Just good times.
Yeah, just where I cowered back into myself.
I'm going to put a link to the GoFundMe page because B.O.B. wants to launch some satellites into space. Don't roll your eyes like that.
He's obviously short on cash.
What do you mean?
He's obviously needing some money and he started a GoFundMe page for it.
So you think the GoFundMe page is more for his personal account than it is to send satellites into space to see if the Earth is flat?
Do you hear yourself?
Hey, don't listen words out of my mouth, mate. Have a listen to B.O.B. talking it up.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here. I'm starting this GoFundMe because... I would like to send one, if not multiple, satellites as far into space as I can, or into orbit as I can, to find the curve. I'm looking for the curve.
He's looking for the curve.
And by satellites, I mean myself. And by orbit, I mean on drugs.
He's Flat Earth Bob. He's even called himself Flat Earth
Bob. What's going on?
I don't know.
What's he doing?
I think he kind of sits in the Snoop Dogg realm, old B.O.B. I'm just going to allege, I'm just going to say that I think B.O.B. might be...
smoking the hoot up.
...in a bit of a foggy room with Snoop Dogg every now and then.
Mm.
So, but I mean, he's not the first person. One of my favourite basketball players, and yours, Bree, Kyrie Irving. formerly of the, what, yes. Cavaliers, now plays for Boston, one of the greatest players, born in Australia.
I have read that before about him.
He thinks the world is flat, and he thinks we need to do our research and that people are lying to us by saying the world is flat. And we're being fed this information, mm-hmm. and he's saying, do your own research. He's saying, have you done your own research to know that the world isn't flat?
No, I did Mass A at school. I'm not going to try.
It's all too technical for my liking.
Can but, I just you know, say, I've seen some really dodgy GoFundMe pages.
Yes.
But this is one of the ones that takes the cake.
Even if we get a dollar towards
BOB.
Like,
who is donating to that? Come on.
I'll throw a couple of bucks BOB's way.
Do you know my friend Whitney, who lived in America?
I don't know Whitney, but well, should I know Whitney? Not Whitney Houston.
No, that's my other friend Whitney. I had a friend Whitney. I had a friend Whitney who lived in the States, and she was a golfer, and she was a good at golf.
Yeah.
And she really wanted a trip to Australia just to have a holiday. And she started a GoFundMe page saying that she wanted to go play in this tournament, this golf tournament.
No, she did
completely made up.
Really?
She got $4,000 paid for her whole holiday.
Whitney right now would be like, shut up, Bree, shut up.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Sometimes in life, bad things happen. When your favourite food gets discontinued, it can be life-changing.
I'm interested to find out what this food is.
Do you
Am
guys,
I going to be passionate about this?
You might be.
Okay.
Cadbury chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you remember the flavour marble?
Yeah, it was kind of top deck all mashed together, right?
It was
just like a white kind of...
But it had like a moussey centre.
Oh, did it?
Oh, it was a good time.
I'm more of a fruit and nut kind of guy.
Oh! Fruit and nut!
You be quiet, producer cat.
That's really changed.
That is classic.
That's like as bad as liking rum and raisin in an ice cream flavour.
Fruit and nut is classic, mate. It's retro, it's old school. You got the fruit and the nut and the chocolate.
As if you're picking fruit and nut over any other flavour. I'm actually really shocked by that.
I don't care about your marble. I'm glad it's gone.
Oh, fruit and nut.
Yeah.
You're just nutty in general.
And fruity.
That's horrible.
No, it's a good brand. It's a good chocolate, guys. Get amongst it.
You might not care about marble chocolate.
I like marble chocolate too.
It was discontinued back in 2012 by Cadbury.
Didn't even notice. 5 years ago.
Well, they've got like a bunch of new flavours.
You've got the crackling ones that pop in your mouth.
The Marvelous Creations. Yeah, how many new stuff? Like they bought out the Vegemite one.
Yeah.
Where's the marble one? There's a group that has started and they've taken a stand on Facebook. Mm. Over 11,000 people have joined the group in the last couple of weeks.
Is there going to be some kind of rally? Because then
you should hear the stuff that they've done already.
What have they got planned?
It's actually legit. So the Bring Back Cadbury Marble, it's called, the Facebook page, this week called on followers to spam the confectionery maker's Facebook page. So the group, they're running in packs.
I've seen this happen. You've got to fight in numbers, and when the numbers talk, they bring it back. There was an ice cream company that brought back a flavour because people fought for it. So they listen to the people.
They do. You have to listen to the people. So far, this is the stuff they've done. They've spammed the Facebook page. People are getting very passionate about it. There's one supporter that wrote, "I've been asking for this for years now. Everyone else has too. How many people need to ask before Cadbury finally listen to us?"
To that person, I say, get a life, mate.
No, I say get passionate, mate.
Come on.
No, I'm with you.
Signed up to the group? You signed up to the group?
I have.
Okay. And are you spamming? Are you writing?
Yep, I'm involved.
Nasty worded Facebook messages to Cadbury?
Kill them with kindness.
Right.
Kill Cadbury with kindness.
You have to say that because they sent you all that chocolate that time. So you've got to be nice to Cadbury.
That's very true.
Just for my own personal poll.
Yeah.
Fruit and nut or marble? 13, 12,
get
16.
Over it, mate. No one likes fruit and nut.
Let me know. Just a quick poll.
If I was dating someone.
I'm going to put it on Facebook. Fruit and nut or marble chocolate?
If I was dating someone and they told me, I like fruit and nut, I'd break up with them.
And that's why I stand on my fruit and nut stance.
It's good. I'm glad.
Yes.
It means we're not compatible.
No, not in the slightest. I feel like we've kind of lost a touch of friendship just based purely on the fruit and nut. Is that true?
Seriously. I actually have judged you.
Quick call before we go to the break.
Go on
quick
then.
Quick call. This could be marble.
It could be.
Who do you want to take?
Anyone.
Let's go to this one here.
Hello, CFM.
Hello, C.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I love fruit nuts.
Oh, yes! The fruit nuts!
Are you single? What's your name?
I am single.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
Stay single. Stay loving fruit and nut. One more.
Oh, that's been his problem all along.
Who's this?
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, who are we talking to?
It's Tammy.
Tammy.
Tammy, don't tell me you're a fruit and nut.
Tell
person.
Me you're fruit and nut.
Fruit and nut all the way.
Oh, fruit and nut all the way, baby.
Woo. Tammy, I just want to tell you, you need help.
No, we don't.
The first step. Is admitting it?
Marble's disgusting.
Marble.
Probably why they discontinued it.
Exactly.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Just played a couple of songs, and I wanted people to call on 13, 12, 16 to tell me if it's around their favourite song. And Jacinta's in Killarney Vale. Morning, Jacinta.
Morning.
Morning.
So out of the two songs that I played, which one was your favourite?
Definitely Blackstreet, No Diggity.
I like the way you work it. No Diggity, Blackstreet. I got to bag it up. I think we did a massive poll here at the Hit Network and found this was the number one R&B song.
Really?
Voted by the people, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it would have been Tony.
I think that was in the top 10, but this was number one. Jacinta, would you say this is your favourite song?
This is my favourite. It's going to be on my playlist at my wedding.
Okay, definitely. On your wedding.
So it's your all-time favourite?
My all-time favourite.
All-time favourite.
I met the guy who did that song.
Did you?
Yeah, he came to a radio station once, and everyone was like, "Who's that?"
Didn't know.
Nah.
I got some news for you, Jacinta.
Yep.
You're a psychopath.
Well, that's a bit rough.
No, you're a 100% psychopath.
And who says that?
Well, researchers at a New York University.
Oh, it must be
so
true.
So it is true, Bree.
It
must be true. They say Backstreet's No Diggity is the highest ranked song with psychopaths.
Yeah, all my exes actually really love that song. So.
Jacinta, I'm sorry to break it to you. I'm sorry to break it to you, but you're a full blown psycho.
That's all right.
But
thanks. Hey, own it, Jacinta. Just own it.
Dean, out of the two songs, which one was your favourite?
I'll lose yourself for sure.
Lose yourself, Eminem.
That's a banger, Gorn.
It is an absolute banger. Just looking at the research here, mate, and you are an absolute psychopath as well.
Nice, I love it. I love it.
Are you with anyone at the moment, Dean?
No, just by myself, driving to work.
That makes me feel better. No, are you dating someone?
Yeah, I am. I'm taken. Sorry.
Can we call? Oh. I've just heard that you're a psychopath. I don't know if I'd be keen.
No, Bree's 100% keen on psychos. Yeah.
That is a prerequisite for anyone I date, Dean.
What's with the... So they're the top two songs, Bree, that rated the highest with psychopaths. Eminem's Lose Yourself, Blackstreet, No Diggity, up there. But they're saying here the media, so this is what they found, the media portrays psychopaths as axe murderers and serial killers, but in reality, they're not like the Joker in Batman. I'm just reading it here word for word. It says here, they might be working right next to you. They blend in. They are like psychological dark matter. Is that you?
I love both those songs.
They are good songs. Apparently R&B and hip-hop rates up there with psychopaths, not just classical music. So
I do love to get jiggy with it.
So, well, that's Will Smith, mate.
Still R&B, mate.
I don't know if psychos are listening to Will Smith. Are they?
Oh, so now you're doing the research, are you?
Yes, I'm a one-man research poll.
I don't believe no research.
Oh, okay. So what, all just scientists, just throw them all out the window, who cares?
Yeah, Einstein. He was an absolute fake, that guy. I don't believe a word he said.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Breakups are a very, very difficult thing. I'm someone who, I'm a bit of a coward when it comes to breakups. Like, do you just get in there and say, oh, it's over, sorry? Just be upfront and honest.
Breakups are brutal. Nah, I'll let it string out. I'll let it string out for a few months. I don't want to face it.
I feel bad. I don't want to hurt anyone.
I've witnessed you go through a breakup.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
No.
Not great. I think they broke up with me, so that's completely different. I think they cheated on me for like 3 months, yep. And you were like, no, it'll be fine.
No, I said you should break it off. And then the conversation went round and round in circles.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. There's a guy in Gladstone up in Queensland who he's taken the breakup to a whole new level of cowardness.
What's he done?
So
got his friend to do it?
Father of two,
yep.
Michael Bolton, paid $200 to a thief to break into his home he shared with his current girlfriend to steal all of her possessions out of the property, including clothes, jewelry, laptop, passport, while he took her away on a holiday.
How does this lead to a breakup, though? She's going to come back and go, everything's gone, it's over.
So Bolton's plan was to end their relationship on the holiday, and then when they returned, all of her stuff would already be completely gone.
Yes.
To make the breakup easier. This was his thought, right?
And Bolton will sell it all behind the scenes and make some cash out of it too.
The 30-year-old is now pleading guilty in the magistrate's court to one count of stealing.
It's partly his stuff, though, isn't it, if they're together and living together?
Well, I think it was just all of her stuff.
Right.
So he's now in trouble because he's stolen all of her stuff out of their own house.
And was he able to break up with her when they were on the holiday? Like, did that part of the plan work?
I don't know. Okay. It doesn't say in the story whether he went through with it. But imagine he's organised this thief,
I just wonder how it unravels.
He's organised it. Yeah. The thief's doing the deed whilst they're away on this nice holiday.
Yes.
He gets back and he hasn't had the guts to break up with her. And they get home. Apparently, well, that must have happened, actually, because apparently they got home and he was like, oh, someone's broken in. And then when she's realised that it's only her stuff that's been stolen, she was like, what's going on?
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, so it was pretty obvious.
At the end of the day, he gets what he wants, because when you go to jail, it's end of relationship anyway.
And the start of so many more. Not welcome months, but you know.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I'm still getting OC faxed text through to me by my fiancée, Jamie.
I bet.
The song Forever Young is actually...
I could beat her in an OC off.
Oh, there's a challenge.
Bring it on, Jamie.
That is a challenge that will happen on the air. She said the Forever Young song is Ryan and Marissa's song from the show. So, OC fact.
Did you know Ryan
appreciate that.
On the show was actually 27 when they filmed it? And he's meant to be 16 or 15 or whatever it is.
Dropping them OC facts.
Mama Di's dropping more? Facts. What's She's my... dropping facts this morning.
Mama Di text.
Morning. Said,
Black Velvet, that song we just played, is actually about Elvis Presley.
Is Gosh, she knows that.
She knows everything there is to know, and I've looked it up, and it actually is. So it's like a multifaceted reference to Elvis, so there's multiple different reasons why they called Elvis Black Velvet. His voice was like velvet. He used black hair dye. Did you know he dyed his hair?
What colour was his hair?
So just his like hair was like a brown. Kind of like a mousy brown, and he used to dye it black, and the name of the hair dye was Black Velvet.
Elvis facts on CFM. I want to set up an OC off between you and my fiance Jamie. And if anyone is listening right now that knows their Elvis stuff, I want to set up a Mama Di Elvis off.
Oh, who can beat Mama Di in an Elvis off?
We might have to do a segment on 2GO to get someone, but...
Oh, come on. There'd be people listening that love some Elvis Presley.
If they can put our call out for us, we'll get someone who loves Elvis.
Mama Di is going to welcome this challenge.
Both those challenges will go down.
Come on, guys. Call through now. Yep. We'll set it up. If you're a massive Elvis fan, if you think you can beat Mama Di.
Or ask your parents or your great-grandparents if they're Elvis fans.
Come on.
Well, it's been a while.
Producer Kat, you're filling in for Rach. Do you like Elvis?
I do like Elvis. Yeah.
Are you an expert like Mama Di? No.
No. I wouldn't be able to go up against Mama Di.
We're going to have to find someone.
We will find someone. We'll find the top of the top on the Central Coast. Yeah, we're going to go on 2GO. That's why. Put the call out there. We'll do it. Don't worry. Hey, next on the show, our new GM.
Yes.
She's coming into the studio.
Oh, no.
Initiation on the air.
What are you going to do?
I've got some.
Is she out there?
Yeah, she's standing just outside the door. A little bit nervous.
Are we playing out there at the moment?
I think someone changed it to the other station. I don't know why. You'd keep it on the number one show, but you just sort of, she's a little bit nervous, so we need to look after her.
Okay. But are you going to throw me under the bus?
Not you, myself.
Okay.
Since she started, I think I've been... There's something I've been doing that I need to correct.
There's lots of things that I probably don't know about.
On the show next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
For anyone that's been involved with CFM and in our other station as well, which we have mentioned on our show this morning, 2GO, you'll know that our general manager, Paul Wrigley,
He knows everyone.
He's the unofficial mayor of the Central Coast, Paul Wrigley.
He is.
And he's on his way out. He's retiring. He's going travelling.
Well, that didn't make it sound very good.
Well, he is, isn't he?
He's on the way out.
He's had enough.
We're upgrading for a new model.
I do feel like we kind of started, and then within the year or so, Wrigles is gone.
Yeah, so. I feel like that happened too.
We could have led to the end of that, but we do have a new general manager, and the new GM joins us in the studio right now. And before I introduce the new general manager, I just want to say to you, Bree, our new GM's name is?
Lisa.
Say it again.
Lisa.
Again?
Lisa.
I think we've been getting it wrong. I've been saying Lisa as well.
Yeah, it's Lisa.
Is it Lisa? Someone give me the wrong information. I've been told it's Lisa.
Who told you that?
Is it Lisa?
No.
Or is it Lisa?
What, like the Leaning Tower of Lisa?
Yes. As it, well, am I thought I've, this whole time I've been riddled. Oh. I thought I've been getting it wrong.
I think you're the only one.
Am I the only one?
I think so. Yeah. Or is it Lisa?
Well, sometimes I get Leisha, or yeah, like people aren't sure how to pronounce it because there's an E and an I in there. But yeah,
because I said the other day, I said, "How great's that?" No, it's not Lisa. And I said, "What do you mean? I've been saying it the whole time." I go, "No, it's Lisa."
Who was that? Was that McGuinness?
Do you reckon I'm being...
Because he messes with anyone here.
Do you reckon I'm being told something wrong?
Probably.
I just thought maybe you weren't correcting me. You were too nice to sort of go on the correct.
I don't think you've said it to me.
I have. I've introduced you to people at the... We had drinks at the Sunken Monkey.
That might be
and I was like, oh, this is Lisa. And this whole time I've been freaking out. You know when someone new starts and you don't want to get their name wrong? I guess the bonus out of this is I was right the whole time. So.
I've called multiple people... Hey, mate.
Hey,
lots
buddy.
Of times.
Yeah. Hey, old mate.
Hey, mate.
But while you're here, Lisa, I've got to warn you about my friend Bree.
Oh, I said to you, are you throwing me under the bus? And you said no.
Because at our last workplace.
oh, I know what this is about.
Yeah, we had a, what was the
Louise.
Louise. Do you know a lady by the name of Louise?
No.
She was like the general manager of all the general managers of the company. And
pretty much the head of the whole network.
Bree met her for the first time. And Bree asked
This was
her,
a long time ago, can I just say?
We're at an event and Bree says, oh, so what do you do here, first of all? And then...
I said, what's your name?
Yes.
And she goes, Louise. And I said, oh, what do you do here?
And she said, well, I'm kind of the general manager of all the general managers.
I said, oh, that's a big job.
And then Bree's reply was, Bree?
I can't remember, actually.
She said, oh, you've got a nice rack.
Did you really?
I had a few drinks. I'd had a couple of
Was
sherbets.
This in the morning?
No.
It was at an event in the afternoon. Didn't you, mate?
I can't believe
so
you're telling
I'm just
Lisa
putting
that.
Out a pre-warning for you, all right? Just be
now
careful.
I feel disappointed that you haven't commented on mine.
Oh, it's coming.
So is there anything you'd like to say?
Can I just say in my defence, that night I obviously made a few bad decisions. I ended up in a hot tub.
Half nude with clients.
Yes. Okay, so that wasn't my best decision night, mate.
So I'm just giving you a pre-warning about my friend Bree here. That's all.
I can't look her in the eye now. Yeah. Thanks for that.
You can't look me anywhere.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunti's Amateur Acting.
Producer Kat filling in for Producer Rach having a giggle over the opener.
Yeah.
Look, she's loving it.
It's great.
Well, don't get your hopes up because our acting stinks.
It's exactly what the opener says.
Yeah, it's not great.
Very average amateur actors.
Well, if you know this scene, though, don't call through just yet. You have to wait for the scene to start, because how can you guess until we start reading the scene?
We know that you're calling through too early.
Yeah,
that's
so
how it works.
13, 12, 16 is the number. I'm not even going to say what the prize is until after we've...
Because it's about the game.
It's about the game.
It's for the love of the game.
Yes.
If you haven't
and
heard
craft,
this before.
The art of acting.
Gaunti and I are going to act out a scene.
Yeah.
You need to call through on 13, 12, 16 when you know... The movie that the scene is from.
Kat, you have the honours of saying action.
Director Kat, yes. When you're ready. And action.
Even did the clap thing and everything.
I said you are the father, are you not?
Well, yes. Yes, of course. You bought your references, I presume. May I see them?
Oh, I make it a point to never give references. A very old-fashioned idea to my mind.
Is that so? Well, I have to see about that then, won't we?
Now then, the qualifications. Item one, a cheery disposition. I'm never cross. Item two, rosy cheeks. Obviously. Item three, play games of all sorts. Well, I'm sure the children will find my games extremely diverse.
This paper? Where did you get it from? I thought I tore it up.
Have you lost something?
That paper I see, I thought I...
You are George Banks, are you not? And you did advertise for a nanny?
Yes, but,
Very well, then.
And sane. I want to look up some music from that movie.
Are you going to try and look something up?
Well, maybe, I don't know.
I feel like
doesn't
we...
Say there's any...
You guys are chatting.
Oh, hang on a sec.
Stop.
What do you got?
Yep. Here we go.
Cats.
Put them on hold.
Which one are we going to, Kat? Are we going to...
The top one, I believe.
Yeah, top one. All right. Tash in Greenpoint. Morning, Tash.
Morning.
Morning.
Do you know the film?
Guess in Bridget Jones's Diary.
Ooh, that is a good guess.
Good guess.
Was it the accents that made you think that? You're going to have to go on that one.
It's not Bridget Jones's Diary.
Sorry, Tash.
I love that if it's an English accent, it has to be Bridget Jones.
Who we got on line four? Let's
Hello
go to
there,
line four.
CFM.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Who's that?
It's Steph.
Steph, do you know the movie?
It's Mary Poppins.
You nailed it, Steph.
Mary Bloody Poppins.
I loved that film.
Me too.
So good. Well, you must have, Steph, but you did very well.
Isn't it 3 odd hours or something? Is that the super long one, or is that? Am I thinking of the...
I don't know, but I do know
the
new one.
I'm thinking of The Sound of Music. The Sound of Music is long.
But the new Mary Poppins, guys, this year, everyone.
Is that Meryl Streep?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. Is Meryl Streep in it?
She might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's probably win an Oscar, no doubt, even if she's in it.
Def, you've picked up a big prize this morning.
Luna Park Family Pass.
Awesome.
So you can get along there. Luna Park Spring Fest is here and things are warming up at Luna Park these school holidays in Sydney.
Name one song from the film.
Spoonful of Sugar.
Name one other song.
It's Raining Men.
I think the Chimney Sweep did sing that, actually.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I don't like to bring it up, but remember that time we took an IQ test?
Audio or it didn't happen?
Well, there's audio somewhere.
Where?
But who won? It was me. I definitely won. I had the higher IQ.
Short-term memory loss. Can't remember.
That's actually one of the symptoms of a low IQ.
I'm fine with that.
Have you seen this article that's the new world shortest IQ test?
No, I haven't seen it.
You've seen it. You've definitely seen it.
No, hit me with the questions. I'll see if I can answer them. I haven't seen it.
You probably won't be able to remember them.
Hit me.
Close your laptop. Close it. Close it.
It's closed. There's my phone.
So you've seen it.
I haven't seen it, mate. What are the questions?
Your face says you definitely have.
What are the questions? I definitely have not seen the IQ.
Your voice is ending on an upward inflection.
Hit me with the questions. What are they?
The first question is, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total.
Right.
The bat costs $1 more than the ball.
Mm.
How much does the ball cost? Producer Kat? Do you know?
Do you know the answer?
No way. What?
I'm going to lock in 5 cents.
Because you've seen the question.
No, I'll just do the
You're
math.
You're not allowed to participate anymore.
Do the math. 5 cents. What do you think, Kat?
Most people would
like
say 10
put
cents.
On the spot here. I don't know.
Answer.
My IQ would be horrible.
Go on.
Can I just go with what Gaunty said?
Yes,
five
you can,
cents?
Probably, because he's seen the questions. Let I people could be in throwing the car have a go.
I could be throwing cat.
It is. It's 5 cents.
Oh, no.
If the bat
back, baby.
Costs $1 more than the bat, you need to think outside the box. While it might be easy to assume that the ball is 10 cents, that would make the bat $1.10, as it costs $1 more than the ball.
Can I say, even though I have seen the answers, these questions still hurt my brain.
Still after reading the answer, I still
that's
don't get
me.
It. I'm like,
what?
Oh, yeah.
But maybe that's the test within the test, is that if you disagree with the test, your IQ is higher.
Maybe. I want to test someone on 13, 12, 16 right now with the second question.
Okay. put the question out there.
If you can get this question, we'll hook you up with something.
Yeah, 13, here's, 12, 16
right
here's
now. The second question of the smallest ever IQ test.
Or is this giving him a chance to Google? It's too long to Google.
It's
you
too
wouldn't
long.
Be able to find the answer. No.
If it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Okay. The calls are coming through kind of mid-question, which worries me a little bit. Let's go with the first caller through, though.
Hello, CFM.
Yellow.
Oh, hi.
Hey, mate.
What's your name?
Ben.
All right, Ben.
I feel like there's a couple of people.
Have you heard the question? Did you hear that question?
No, okay. I lost the radio.
All right, question
okay.
again.
Okay. Yep. Ben, if it takes 5 machines 5 minutes... to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Take 5 machines 5 minutes to yep. make 5 widgets.
How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
5 minutes.
Genius. Genius.
He's an absolute genius. Have you seen it online, Ben?
No.
Hook that guy
it
up.
It just makes sense.
Hit him with the third one.
Okay, let's,
there's only three
let's
questions.
See yep. if you're a prodigy, Ben. Are you yep. ready?
Go for it.
In a lake, there is a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
Oh, God.
So my brain, the stupid
hurting.
Person, would say... 24 days.
No, not 24 days, though.
I know it's not.
Gone up. It'd be like, God, off the top of my head, I need a calculator.
You can't do it with a calculator in an IQ test, unfortunately.
In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
It'd be something like 8, I don't know, hang on. Each day it doubles in size. Oh, 47.
Seriously, give him
genius,
everything we've got.
Genius.
And get him on board here to start creating some stuff for CFM.
47 minutes is correct, Ben.
47 days.
Days, yeah.
Gordy still can't get it right. It's in front of him.
Even though I'm down, still had it wrong.
You're a genius.
Have you done an IQ test before, Ben, just quickly? Did
yeah.
you get a good score? Have you done them? Have you done one?
I have. I couldn't tell you if it was any good or not.
What do you do as a job?
Project management.
See, that's where all the geniuses
mate.
Are.
No, I'd say that job's wasted on you, mate.
Yeah, can yeah. you be something...
Like, you know, a bit better? No, I just mean for his
like
IQ. Yes.
No, well, nah, trust me, you don't need to be smart no. for that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I just wanted to put a message out there to the Aussie blokes because I'm reading something here this morning, Bree,
oh,
that
boys.
Said, the boys.
The boys.
The legends. What's going on, lads? Says here, Aussie-born blokes are the laziest. Love it. Aussie-born blokes are the laziest, helping out the least around the house compared to men born overseas, putting us up against the peeps from overseas. Men born here do an average of 13 hours less housework a week.
That's a lot.
Compared to their partners. And this is the thing I want to put out there. Who's doing 13 hours a week on the housework?
Got to keep the house nice and tidy,
come
mate.
Come on. There's only 7 days in a week.
This just proves that you don't do much housework. You're like, there's not even that much work to do because your fiancé Jamie does it all
that's
before you get home.
We've got a cleaner this week. We hit the big time. We've got a cleaner now.
Yeah, her name's Jamie, your fiancé.
No, Kathy. Is her name.
Courtney's like, I will pay you. As our cleaner.
Producer Rage put me on to Kathy. And Kathy came around to the house.
Oh, Kathy, can you come around to my place?
I can recommend. But no, so here's the thing. Jamie and I split it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have different jobs, so Jamie won't touch a bin.
80-20.
I'm the bin guy. I'm known as the bin guy.
That is a guy job. I hate
yeah.
to be like, is that or is that sexist?
No, we don't mind the sexist stuff. You can throw sexist stuff.
Like
blokes
bins
way.
Is a guy job.
Done.
Vacuuming, girl job probably.
Your words.
I love vacuuming.
See?
Oh, that's a good time.
Hey.
It makes me feel stuff that it probably shouldn't.
Come to our place, $5.
How?
Whole house.
Well, that's a bit cheap. poor Kathy.
Kathy does other things. Not just I'm breaking
you're
it down.
You're stingy.
I'm
poor
breaking down
Kathy
the money
needs
I
to
spent.
Feed her no. family, mate, and you're paying her $5.
That's Kathy's too bad.
Is she from Venezuela? Where's she from?
No. And Jamie does the toilets. So that's the trade-off
is that
we've
what
got.
You're
so she does the toilets, I do the bins.
Rather the bin.
So I never have to. But no, she's happy with the toilet. Likes getting in there and scrubbing the toilet.
I got.
Loves it. Enjoys it.
I say toilet funny.
Toilet.
Okay.
Queensland.
That takes way longer.
Her choice. That was her negotiating.
That was her decision.
She wanted the toilets, I wanted the bins.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let's get her on. Producer Kat, call her up. Oh, now you're panicking.
No, I'll try to get Jamie on, and she will say, without any word from me, that she likes doing the toilets.
She likes it, does she?
She wins. All right?
Yeah, well, to be honest, any job in your house would be better than taking the bins out.
Why?
The amount of stairs that you have to walk up. Oh, that is a nightmare.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I'm using that toilet a couple of times
a day. I'll take the bins.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How sneaky have Coca-Cola been with this release of their new caffeine coffee Coke?
Yeah, they pulled a Beyonce on us.
They did. They just dropped it on all.
Dropped it out and went boom.
Enjoy.
Here it is. So if you haven't seen it yet, there is a new Coke flavour, coffee.
Exclusive. Limited edition to Australia.
Of course they're going to say
at the moment.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see they've added a dash of real coffee from Brazil to the normal Coke flavour. Subtle caramel undertones.
I know you've been working behind the scenes to try and get your hands on the coffee Coke.
Producer Kat, who's filling in for Producer Rach.
Yes.
Her and I have been working hard this morning since 5 a.m. We've been calling 7-Eleven. We called Woolworths. We called Coles. Nowhere on the coast has it.
It's coming. It's coming.
So I thought.
I know what you've done.
I'll just make my own. How hard can it be?
Okay, so Coke from the vending machine,
from the vending machine,
yes.
Some lovely espresso from the coffee machine we've got here at work,
yep.
And you will try that this
Happy
morning.
Happy to. I like Coke and I like coffee.
Happy to.
Yeah.
The only problem is...
What?
Is the coffee was hot.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pour some extra Coke in here. Hold on.
Yeah, to cool it down just a touch for me. That'll be nice.
Oh. It did fizz up a lot, so I feel like I'm onto a winner. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm happy to give it a go. You haven't done anything else to it, have you?
No. Okay. So this is my version
of the coffee Coke.
Of the coffee Coke, which I feel like it's going to be just as good. It's very frothy. You like? Some
I'm drinking it from the can. I thought I'd be drinking it from a
from
good.
A cup. Do you want me to pour?
No, that's
you
good.
You sure?
Yep.
Well, you need to taste it in its natural environment.
Sure. Okay.
There you go.
Have you tried it?
I haven't tasted it yet, to be honest. What does it smell like?
Oh, smells.
It's going to be kind of warm, so just take that out of the equation, and let's see if we can just create our own. Oh no! How is it?
It's actually not too bad.
Not bad?
It's pretty good.
Really?
It's what I imagine the actual coffee Coke to taste like.
Can you taste the coffee in it?
Yeah, but it's sort of, there's a lot of Coke.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But I think that's what the coffee Coke will taste like.
I think it's like, kind of an undertoning.
Like when they did the vanilla one.
Yes.
It was just like a hint of vanilla. So it's Coke with a hint.
You should work at Coca-Cola. I can't believe you like that.
I don't like it.
I smelt it and nearly gagged.
I don't love it.
Don't love it?
Take a sip?
No. Your lips have been on it.
Mm. Yeah, it's no good.
What's your rating?
Oh, 4.
4?
Out of 10.
Is it better than Vegemite Cadbury?
Tried the Vegemite Cadbury.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You didn't miss out.
There was a Coke flavour I really didn't like, though.
Have you ever had Coke Ginger?
No. But overseas, they've got a lot of weird ones, don't they?
I think so. Like Coke Green Tea or something.
I hated that lime. It was the lime, Coke and lime.
Yeah,
no
that was
good.
For no one, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
You're going to be buzzing because that's a normal Coke and the coffee one's sugar-free.
How many shots of coffee did you put in there?
8.
Oh. Great.
It needed to be a mix.
Heart attack coming my way. How good.
I slaved over the kitchen for that.
Oh, did you?
Yes. It's actually a mess. I need to go clean up.
We're out of here for a Wednesday. Hopefully we'll have the actual Coffee Coke.
We'll get it.
On
we'll
that.
Try it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.